Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 61 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Servant of the Lord Died. Skip Heitzig said, God buries his workers, but his work goes on. Our text today is Joshua 24, verses 29 through 30. After these things, Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old, and they buried him in his own inheritance at Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gash. Skip Heitzig led into his discussion of Joshua's death with these words when he preached on Joshua 24. Joshua is old. He knows that it's time to change leadership. It was inevitable. The book opened up with a change in leadership. Moses, my servant, is dead, said the Lord. Joshua, you're the next guy. Now Joshua is old, and he knows that his leadership is over. So a new generation has to take the baton of leadership. I love how he puts his final words to these leaders. You've seen what God has done. You've watched how the Lord has fought for you. What he's doing is he's appealing to the most important part of the process of the land of Canaan. And that is not the leadership, but the Lord. It's not about the servant. It's about the master. It's not, oh, Joshua is dying. What are we going to do? Oh, Moses is dead. There's no hope. It's not about the servant. It's always about the master. God buries his workers, but his work goes on. God always raises up another leader when he calls one of his faithful servants home to heaven. When Moses died, God raised up Joshua. When Elijah was called up to heaven, God gave Elisha a double portion of Elijah's spirit. God's work will continue. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. As we read today about Joshua's death, it would be wise to briefly review the contributions of his life. Gene Getz and Frank Minnereth, in their book Men of Character, Joshua, give a nice overview of the lessons learned from Joshua's life. When we study the life of this Old Testament warrior, we can learn dynamic lessons for living victoriously. In essence, these lessons come from God himself, but they were fleshed out in Joshua's experience. God understands our human weakness, our fears, our anxieties, our feelings of inadequacy. God promises security and inner peace in the midst of fear and stress. God wants all people to be saved from their sins, and he continues to reach out to lost humanity. No matter what their background, their mistakes, their evil deeds, their depth of despair, or their idolatrous and pagan behavior, God honors and responds to faith. But he does not expect his children to operate on blind faith. God honors those who honor him. When the family ceases to reflect God's values, it takes only one generation for spiritual degeneration to take place. We need remembrances, lest we forget what God has done for us. God can take even our mistakes and turn them into positive results. We must take time consistently to maintain perspective on God's will for our lives. True love for God is the essence of Christian living. Doing the will of God involves a personal choice, an act of the will. Then Getz and Minnereth make the following application from Joshua's leadership to our need to lead for Christ today. Joshua was a leader, and so are you. When you become a Christian, you inherit a leadership role. You may not be the president of a corporation or pastor of a church, but you are a leader in God's great army of believers. For starters, you're called to model Jesus Christ, and that's leadership. Someone is looking to you, your wife, your children, a friend, and how you function at this level of leadership will determine your advancement. God is abundantly able to raise up leaders who show others what it means to follow Him with their whole hearts. Joshua was one such leader, and as members of Christ's body, God has called each of us to the same mission, serving God by pointing those around us back to Him. Questions. God always raises up leaders for the advancement of the gospel. How have you seen God's hand in growing Christian leadership for your life? Make sure you take time today to express your appreciation to those who have impacted your spiritual journey. What other life lessons can you learn from Joshua's leadership? Are you a leader for Jesus Christ? If not, why not? How can you become a better leader for Him today? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the gift you give us by allowing us to be leaders. I pray that as we live in Christian community, that we would lead each other closer to you. In Christ's name, amen.